Hi, I'm Tanya Moore. I am your uncle's favourite secret obsession. I'm also a comedian and an actor. I don't know why I started with your uncle, but here we are. And this time 2 years ago, I, along with most of Britain, was glued to my TV watching The Traitors. Now, even though I am 100% faithful, I know a few fellow comedians that would make incredible traitors. And now I am on a mission to find out who. This is the art of deception. Through a series of challenges, I'm going to test these liars to see if they can bluff convincingly, detect the truth, and ultimately lie their way to victory. Joining us this week as our star liars, we have two more amazing comedians. Marialeen Robertson is a Shetland-born, award-winning stand-up and well-loved storyteller. Her relatable, hilarious, and often surreal comedy brings together everything from Shetland folktales to menstrual health. Oh, what a journey. Oh my God, she joins us today off the back of a sellout run at the Edinburgh Fringe. Also joining us this week is Lorna Rose Treen, a character comedian, writer, actor, and improviser, as well as creating amazing and original comedy shows. Lorna has written a series for BBC Radio 4 called Time of the Week, and she has acted in film, TV, and on stage. Welcome to the show, ladies. How are you?
I'm fantastic. All the better for being here.
Oh, thank you.
How are you?
I'm fantastic as well. How are you, Marialeen?
I'm good too.
Honestly, don't say too many words. Okay. Don't feel free to speak, honestly. Now, how are you? How's the week been? How's life been?
Yeah, busy. I feel like when you head towards Christmas, everything is just like...
Yeah.
And it's just catching up.
We were just saying we're all Funny Women Award winners.
Yeah, we think that's the last time we were all in a room together.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
I know, because you won, and I was on after you, and I remember watching your set being like, she's got this in the bag. Oh. I'm just happy to be here.
You were so happy to be on that stage. I literally thought that after you came off. I was like, you have so much joy. This is so nice.
I was hosting, and when you were on stage, Lorna, I was losing it at the side. I don't know if that was professional or not.
I remember that. I remember you doubled over laughing. We all were.
She was incredible this day. And you definitely should have won. You won two awards that day, didn't you?
Yeah, one for the video, which I filmed on my iPhone, and I felt quite bad because the other ones all had like proper crews and stuff, and I'd done mine on my phone.
No, it was perfect, absolutely perfect. Thank you. Show off. Anyway, Marialeen, how are you? Let's not talk to her for a little bit.
This is just like school.
I'm going to take her mic down.
Talking about Lorna, I'm awful fine. I'm good. Yeah, my car's not so good. She's in her MOT.
Oh,
yeah. That's.
We hope she passes.
Yeah, we hope so. As soon as she passes, I'm going to sell her and be like, oh, look, she's got a whole year left. Basically, every year I take her to a different garage. And every year I've been like, she needs to pass today because I need to drive to the ferry and get home to Shetland tonight. So they've always like passed it when they've been like, she really needs this done. And I've done that for 3 years. And this year it's caught up with me. We're like, she's going to fail.
I'm really impressed that you keep manipulating these men to do stuff.
Oh, yeah. I manipulate the garage. I've learned how to double bluff mechanics.
I love that. So you're about to start the second part of your tour.
Oh, I'm touring. Oh yes, in the spring, which is exciting because at the Fringe I've already had 9 people faint and 18 people walk out.
Yay.
So I'm excited to see what happens.
Hold
in the next
on.
Run.
Pause. Pause. Sorry, just to confirm, this is a comedy show.
Yeah.
And how many people fainted?
9.
And who walked out?
18.
Sorry, what? Double numbers?
Wow.
Yeah.
How many in a go? All 18 in one show?
One show was 2 fainters and 3 walkouts. One show like rippled.
Wow.
And after that, I toned back everything I said for the rest of the run, but I still had people fainting and walking out.
But you've had great reviews. It's been so well received, just not by these particular people.
It had a lot of warnings too. It's like body gore, blood, menstrual health. My favourite bit of the show is there's one bit where 4 men were like, no, and left. And all I said was the word hysterectomy.
Stop it. Absolutely not. That's so wild.
I think they're worried that they're going to take away the fanny. I think that's their greatest fear.
It reminds me of that saying, you can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But are you enjoying the tour?
Well, it starts in February.
Well, you did the first one already, didn't you?
The Fringe run.
Oh, is that it?
Is that part of tour?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm new to this.
Did you not have a trilogy?
Oh, so Marge. Yeah. So Marge was the first part of the trilogy. That's about the mind.
Right.
Always about the body. And then next year's Fringe, I start the soul story. And then I write Margio.
Lane. No? Yeah.
It's a very slow process
you
of spelling
told me about
my
this.
Name.
You told
Are
me
you
going to
do all of them based on your name?
That's what I've been working at.
I love this idea.
That's really cool.
And your name is not short. We'll be here for a decade.
Rob Ertzen.
yeah, the urge.
Oh my god, if I ever have a little boy, I'm like, my show's called Son.
Oh my gosh, I actually love this idea. This is fantastic. And Lorna, you've just been doing all of the things, especially since you won. You went to Edinburgh, you had a great friend, you've been writing for the BBC. What's going on, babes?
Chaos.
Yeah.
But I did manage to go on holiday for a month in September. That was amazing. I can't stop thinking about it. I went to Bologna and it was so cheap. You have to go to Bologna. I don't work for them, but I will if you want to get in contact. Yeah, it's been really, really busy and chaotic.
Yeah.
But you've been doing this for ages now. Like, how does you just don't, I don't know how.
It just becomes life.
I don't make
life.
Any plans. It just becomes life, right?
It becomes life. I'm actually jealous that you took a month off. I'm like, how did she do that?
Yeah, to the detriment of my career, I think. I felt guilty every day. No, I didn't. I stopped feeling guilty about 7 days in.
You have to live your life to have something to write about.
Exactly.
Right? That's what I was told after I was signed. Everyone's like, once you get signed, they work you harder. And the first thing my agent did was sit me down and be like, you need some time to
live.
Oh,
that's a good agent.
Yeah.
I feel like as well, so much of it is, like, people want to see us have genuine fun on stage, and it's so hard to have pleasure and fun and write from that place if you're not having that in your life.
Yeah, right. If you're knackered and all you've got to do is get ready for the next gig, it's just not going
to
work
and
out.
And all your observational comedy is like, commuting to gigs, right?
At the last gig I was at, like, you don't want to be that person. When I was at the last gig, I did a gig in Scotland. You don't want to be her. But it's nice to have you here. Can I ask you a question though, Lorna? What's it like writing a BBC Radio 4 show?
Really fun. I love it. So yeah, so Time of the Week is like a parody of Woman's Hour, because I used to work on Woman's Hour before I was a comedian. It's really fun and really stressful, but only because it's like so new, like writing just for audio. I mean, yeah. You've been doing this, right? It's like, how do you paint pictures and do, also because I'm a physical comedian, how do you do all that like slapstick comedy, but on a radio show? But I really enjoy doing it and doing loads of stupid characters and also working with like just a team of like women. Like, we're just like in a very loving way, but like satirizing and parodying what people think of women and what these like weird things that we hold ourselves to.
Oh my god, Lorna, people think of women.
Yeah. People actually think about us sometimes.
No way. I've just learned something new. This is crazy. Oh, I love that. Well, those of you who are listening, go and listen to Lorna Rose Treen's show, Time of the Week.
Yes, Time of the Week. And it's starring Sharon Clifford, who's the sister in Fleabag. She's so funny.
Oh, love that. Yeah. And then make sure you look out for Marilyn's tour. We want to, I mean, we say trilogy, but at this point, it's a, what do you call it? How many letters are in your name?
Nine, but I've really done 414 on this. But this is like my, this would be my two towers. It's the middle one. No, I've started with the Fellowship. I'm on the Two Towers.
Fair. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. All right. Well,
we're turning the Queen next, but yeah.
Okay. Shall we get into it?
Yeah.
We are here to play some games. And the first game, guys, is called When I Was Younger. Now, the first challenge, I called it a game, but it's called a challenge, but it's also a game. Enjoy yourself. Our first challenge is called When I Was Younger, A Good Liar Starts Young. So this challenge is all about childhood deceit. The liars will both claim to have told three lies in their youth, but two of their stories will be completely made up. And my job is to decipher the lie they actually told from the lies they were lying about. So I'm going to start with you, Marilyne. You have three lies to tell me. Go.
Okay, I think I read the brief wrong and I thought it was lies I'd been told as a child.
I'm screaming.
Santa Claus.
I was going to go for lies I'd been told.
As a child?
Do you want me to just come up with lies that I told as well?
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll start with Lorna Rose Treen.
give
you a second to think about one lie that you actually told as a child, and then two lies that you think I could think were actual lies that you told as a child. And just based upon the time we've spent together so far, I think this is going to be very interesting.
One lie is when I told as a child, and one lie, the other two are lies I haven't told as a child.
Yeah, they're trying to convince us that's real. I understood the brief, but I love being teacher.
Excuse me, two times winner. You can calm down. Okay,
that's why I was runner up. Always meant to be a funny woman.
I'm screaming. Okay. Lorna, can you give me your first lie, please?
Okay, yeah. So when I was about, must have been in year five, I was given, well, I signed up to do a paper round, but on day one, like 20 minutes in, I was like, absolutely not, walking to houses and throwing paper at doors. Absolutely not, I'm not doing this. And obviously I had to keep going back because I was so weak. I'm still weak. I couldn't carry all these newspapers, so I had to keep going back to the house to get more newspapers and then going around the village. not a bit of me. So I employed my next door neighbour, Sam, who was my age, and then paid him half of what I earned. So I and my mum, and then at the end of the day I came home and they were like, how was the paper round? And I was like, great.
Babes, as a creative, I love your entrepreneurship, okay? I love that you were thinking about it. You went and you got staff on your first day of work.
Get me on Dragon's Den. Honestly, I'm a CEO.
I love that. Okay, what's the second lie?
Second lie, okay, which one should I... You know what? It was so hard when I was thinking about this because I lied so much as a child.
Do you know what's crazy? Do you know how many people have come and sat in these chairs and said that?
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly, I honestly lied so, so much. Okay, there's... Okay. When I was about 11, my sister had... she was a nerd. She still is. And she had every single Pokemon card. Good on her. Good on her for that. She had everything. And she hooked onto the fact that these were going to be worth a lot someday. So she kept them all in these plastic wallets. And she had a shiny Charizard, which was like worth like... quite a lot then. I think it was worth like £100 then. It was like limited edition. But now if you go on eBay, they're worth like £10,000.
Whoa.
It's wild. And I was really annoyed with her one day. So I went into the pocket and I took it out and I chewed it. And then I blamed it on the dog. And now it would have been worth £10,000.
I hope that that's not the true one because I'm never going to look at you the same.
Oh, do you not like her anymore? Because I love her more. It's perspective, babes. It's perspective.
Oh, my master plan.
And what's your third lie?
So I moved schools when I was 8 and I was in a brand new school and I panicked and told everyone that I had a limo. Because I thought that was like the wealthiest, richest, most like glamorous. Because it was the noughties. It was like, I saw like everyone in limos and I was like, that is the life I want to live. And instead of being like, you know, like a Rolls Royce.
Why does everyone lie about their family status at school?
It's so embarrassing, isn't it? So cringe. And a limo, like, oh.
What? Even though you walk to school? Yeah. Crazy scenes. Okay, Marielene, which lie do you think is the real lie?
I don't want it to be the Pokemon one, but I can imagine Lorna saying the dog ate the card. I can imagine. But I think that you actually did do the limousine one. Because I think you said so much graphic details in the first two. And that's what liars tend to do, is they play a big romantic story with lots of details.
Oh.
To make you think it's the truth by giving you too much information. So I think the last one is true.
Oh, did you know what? And I went for the first one.
Okay.
Because it was the one that she came off the head with and it felt like she was talking about it emotively, whereas the other two, she had to think about it.
Okay. Oh, that's...
Do you know what I mean? I'm going to go with the first one is the real lie. Can you reveal which is the truth?
My real lie, even though I do have a slight oral fixation and probably gummed up a lot of stuff, the real lie is the paper route.
Yeah!
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing.
It went on for a few months as well.
I love this. Did anyone know you had staff?
about halfway through, a couple of weeks in, I think I told my parents that's what was happening, but I didn't reveal how much I was undercutting him. It's bad. I should have paid him. I should have paid him.
No, no. You got women on top for centuries.
Yeah, you're
of,
so right.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. So proud of you. Okay, Marielene, it's now your time. Have you thought about your life?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Shoot.
Okay, so I have little cousins. And I told them, because they had this like bag of marbles, but I didn't get to play with them, so I was annoyed. So I told them that their marbles were like planets. And I was like, you can't throw these marbles at each other. These are actual planets. And they didn't believe me. And I was like, I know you believe me deep down. So I filled the sink full of water and dropped the marbles in the water. And my two little cousins were like, no, no. And I was like, see, now you believe me. You think they're drowning.
Aww. Sorry, you were upset about a Pokemon card. But you made your cousins think you committed unalivement.
Oh, billions. I was like, billions of people on these planets are dying because you don't believe me and I had to prove it. Stop smashing marbles into each other. But I just want to play the marbles.
Screaming. Okay.
But I didn't damage a Pokemon card.
No, you just damaged two children's mental health.
Yeah. I also didn't damage the Pokemon card. That was a lot.
Okay. Exactly.
So don't come at me like that.
Okay, what's your second lie?
It's the same cousin. It's the eldest one. I told him I told him he was adopted, but I not just that he was adopted. I was like, you're not from this family. I was like, you're not even from this planet. And I was like, a long time ago, two planets collided. They wiped out all life on both planets and just left you. And I was like, but I was this powerful witch who could travel through space and time. I found you as a little baby and I had to travel through space and time and your mom agreed to adopt you.
Sorry, if you are said cousin, please email us at ihatemaryalene@fubar.com and we will assist you in paying for a therapist.
Right, it was like, mom! But then it's like, it's not your...
Oh my God, oh my this God. Poor cousin. Oh. My goodness. First you unalive his marble earthlings and then you tell him he's adopted. Again, your third lie.
It's kind of like a limo one. But I genuinely thought that because of the Spice World movie, the word Gucci, because then everything Victoria Beckham has is my little Gucci dress, my little Gucci dress, my little Gucci dress. I thought Gucci was just for something that's cute. So I had this handbag and I was like, it's Gucci. And everyone in my school was like, what? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to take it to the choir competition. I took it to the local choir competition in the town hall. And all the girls from all the other schools came to get my Gucci handbag. And of course, they opened it and it said Claire's accessories. And they all thought I was some weird girl. But I was like, I don't know if it counts as a lie because I genuinely thought Gucci just meant it was cute. But then everyone thought I was that weird girl who lied about having labels.
Oh, okay. I mean,
so hard.
Yeah. Lorna, which do you think is the real lie?
Oh, well, part of me thinks that both, because the first two were both about aliens, and part of my brain thinks, well, you just have to make them up right now, so of course your brain went to aliens. You've got an absolute wobbly brain.
I have a crippling fear of aliens.
That's all you were talking about on the way here into the studio. And the Gucci one is so cute. It's so Gucci. What a Gucci little lie. I think maybe it's telling your cousin that they were adopted.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel very strongly about the Gucci lie.
Do you?
Yeah. I feel very strongly about the Gucci lie because, again, emotive.
Yeah, so true.
Do you know what I mean? And she covered her face like we're one of the girls who knew about the clothes accessory bags. And we didn't even know. Look at how she's doing it now. Yeah. So I think... I think I'm going to go with the third lie is the real lie.
It's amazing I can double off mechanics because you're right.
Yay!
The other two lies I told you about the planets and the adoption.
True. He was adopted.
Those are when I thought I had right lies told to me. Those are both things my brother did to me when I was little. I think that's where my crippling fear of aliens comes from.
Oh my God.
So my brother made me believe I was adopted from another planet and he made me believe that I was the cause of billions of deaths.
Okay, sorry, cousin. Scrap that email address. We don't care. All right. Coming up after the break, we are putting ChatGPT to the test and we'll see whose ego gets in the way of the truth.
The Art of Deception on FUBAR Radio with Tanya Moore.
So, moving on, our next challenge is called Headline or Head Lie. Now, in today's world, it's hard to know what to trust. In Headline or Head Lie, we are putting ChatGPT to the test to work out which of my guests is the best at spotting deception. In the headlines this week, more and more people are leaving X, with all of its ranting authors and billionaires in search of a new internet utopia at Blue Sky. For today's challenge, I want you to guess which of these social media apps is real.
Ooh.
I know.
This is fun.
Right. So, the first one is A, and we've got WeChat. It's an instant messaging, social media, dating, and mobile payment app. I don't like all of them being in the same space. I'm sorry. I don't like the instant messaging, social media, dating, and mobile payment.
What does that mean, mobile payment? Is that like...
Probably like a wallet, like when you have your card on there or something. Okay. Or like a PayPal, possibly.
Okay. You think they thought it'd be a nice way to split date costs, but really it's a really good way for sex work.
Sorry, this conversation has let me know we've got three different brains. I was like, why is the person I'm dating going to steal money out of my account? Like, we've got three different brains. Okay.
Straight to sex work.
Right? And then B, we've got EchoNet, a social hub celebrating innovation, storytelling, and collaboration.
That's cute.
Right?
That's Gucci.
I want that to be true. That's Gucci.
That's our new thing now. That's Gucci. It's like Fetch. You've made it work.
Yeah.
And C is Spindle, hyper-personalized social media network that prioritizes meaningful interactions and interests over generic timelines.
Mm.
I know. Mind blown.
I love apps. I love mobile phone apps.
Do you?
Yeah, I've just got addicted to the New York Times gaming app, which makes me sound very highbrow, but I'm really bad at it.
I downloaded that last night.
Really?
Can we leaderboard together?
Yeah, I'd love that. I would love that.
If you do, girls, that was a mad geeky moment. I don't know what's happening.
You do like crosswords. I can't believe I've got to that point in my life.
Sorry, the New York Times games app.
Yeah.
And you go on there and you don't play games, you do crosswords.
Yeah, which I suppose they would call it. Some would call it game.
Some
would call it homework, some would call it game.
Every day me and my boyfriend are like, hey, what are you up to? And then we go to bed early, like when we're in different places, to do Wordle against each other and then go to sleep.
Okay, that one I understand.
That's cute.
Yeah, that is cute.
But would you say a cordle when you do 16 in a go?
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
I used to be a...
No, honestly, I don't... Like, you lot will start talking and I'm like, wait, hold on a minute. What is happening here?
I used to be addicted to this game, which was a supermarket simulator on my phone until about last week. And I ended up paying... I used to pay for it to, like, speed up the time. And all you do is you get products delivered and then you put them on the shelves. Honestly, I was doing it every hour of the day. It was such a problem.
No, I understand that one because I'm addicted right now to a bowling game and I could really just go bowling.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I don't need to be on my phone playing bowling. I could actually just go bowling.
But it's so satisfying, isn't it?
It is really satisfying. Okay, so which one of these apps do we think which one is real and which two are fake? We've got the WeChat, we've got the EchoNet, and we've got the Spindle.
What do you think?
I would go for Spindle not being real because the other two are so specific.
Which one do you think is
real? One of them is real.
Oh, Mario.
I'm going to speak to you in backwards.
It's because the aliens...
Like, I don't want to be that person, but also as that person, are you okay, babes? Are you all right?
Oh my god, this has changed everything.
Which one do you think is real?
The first one.
WeChat. Okay.
WeChat, because it's got such a weird combination of money and chatting, and I think a man has designed that thinking it would be good for splitting date payments, but it's just really opened up a new branch of work.
Love that. And how about you, Lorna?
Yeah, what's the storytelling one? Is that Spindle?
So that's EchoNet. A social hub celebrating innovation, storytelling and collaboration.
I think it might be EchoNet.
Yeah?
Yeah, something that, you know, that people who with actual jobs use.
I would like it to be EchoNet. I think that sounds lovely.
Yeah.
But I go for the first one.
Go for WeChat. I'm going to confirm that the answer is, in fact, WeChat.
Wow.
It's one of the top 10 social networks in the world and is the most popular social media app in China. It's used for everything from chatting to friends to paying for taxis to doing day-to-day banking. Estimated to have about 1.3 billion monthly users.
Wow. You should hack that.
Those are solely the thoughts of Marion Lee and not of me or anyone here at FUBAR, please.
Oh, I think it too, yeah. I'll get in on that.
Okay. The next challenge is called Call My Bluff. Now, I figured out that a big part of being a great liar is knowing when to lie, right? Now, this game, Call My Bluff, will challenge today's liars to live up to their brags. So I'm going to give you both 10 seconds to tell me how many things you think you can name in the following category. And I'm going to break that down for you again, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Sister Solidarity.
Yeah.
It's 10 seconds to think about how much you can name, not to actually do the task.
Okay, imagine okay. I just start shouting it.
I know, you just start going mad. But in this 10 seconds to tell me how many things you think you can name in the following category, types of bird/bird species.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
Now, I think Lorna might have the edge on this one based on the name of her previous show.
Oh.
But let's see. So I'm going to start with you, Lorna. How many, you've got 10 seconds to tell me how many do you think you can name?
Okay. Your producer was like, I picked a category that is you're both going to be really good at. And now I'm absolutely shocked.
You're running out of time, babes.
Oh, no. Okay. I think I could probably name 16.
Right. Lovely. Marie-Aline, ready and go.
Can I do short names and English names or just one? Anyway, 30.
Yeah.
I think I could do more. But I know I can do this.
Let me tell you this now. We've never had such high numbers. I am so excited. Okay.
I think I could do this. I think I could do more.
What?
Shetland's very bird heavy.
Okay. Do you know what? Because you said 16.
Yeah.
We're going to start with you. And then you have to do at least 17 to win this competition.
Can she repeat mine?
No, she cannot repeat yours.
There's like two birds in the Midlands. This is unfair.
I don't know why you said 16, baby.
Ground in sky.
Okay, are you ready? Let's go, Lorna. You are up. Give me your 16 birds.
We'll start with the water ones. We've got ducks. We've got geese. We've got swans. We've got... Is it something that ends with fowl? Peafowl. Is that a water one? Then we've got the sky birds. We've got seagulls. We've got pigeons, like my show. We've got sparrows. We've got hawks. We've got eagles. We've got robins. Blackbird. Chaffinch. Canary. Oh my gosh, I know so many birds. Bluebird isn't a bird. Bluebird is a bird. Yellow bird is from Sesame Street. That's not a real bird. Bird. Have I said chicken? Is a rooster the same? Rooster's the same, isn't it?
That's 16. If you've got more, you can keep going.
16?
Yeah, that's 16.
No more.
Okay, well done. That was. Wow, I'm impressed. I didn't know we could start at the seabirds and the airbirds. Yeah, you had me at seabird, airbird. I didn't even care if you got to 16. I was like, what? What in the world? I also forgot a chicken was a bird. So there's that. Marie-Aline, how are you feeling?
I've got to do 17.
You've got to do at least 17 to win this, and you cannot repeat any.
No.
Okay.
But can I do specific species where you would say duck, then I could say a specific species of duck?
Yes, you may.
Thank God.
And
you're like that.
Go.
Puffin, guillemot, kittiwake, black-headed gull, wheat ear, arctic tern, great skua. Whistling duck? Did I say that one already?
No.
Finch? Did you say finch?
I said goldfinch.
Oh, then I'll take that one away. starling wren. Did you say robin?
Yeah.
Okay, starling wren. Crow, raven, barn owl, snowy owl, red-throated diver, a curlew. That might be the Shetland name for... What you call? Do you call it a whap?
Mm.
Okay, I'll take that one back because that's a Shetland name. So I don't know if that's fair.
You can still use it.
Really? Okay. Yeah. And a razor bill. That's 17. But I got more.
That is 17. But if you got more, go on. Give me till 20.
Toucan.
Yeah.
Penguin. Ostrich.
Babes, that is brilliant.
I like birds.
Can I ask a bird question? Is a turkey a bird?
Yes. Yeah.
Why did no one say turkey?
I don't know.
You said chicken. I thought turkey was going to be like
very
really
sensitive time of year for them.
Sorry, here it is. Yeah, sorry. Sorry. If you're turkey and you're listening to the show, I do apologise. So.
Yeah. They're native to America.
Yeah. But penguins
fantail,
aren't native.
That's my favourite bird after a raven. I honestly could name birds for a long, long, long time.
So impressed.
Yeah, it was a bit like you were speaking like another language, or like you were doing like a seance. It was quite rhythmic.
For a second there, I thought you were going through like the you started with one R, then you did the other R, then you started with an S, then you did the other S's, then you like did you go alphabetically?
I do that when I do states in America.
Oh.
Yeah.
How often are people asking you to list stuff?
I just like to list stuff sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, I've got ADHD, and other times we're like, it branches over with autism a lot. Like the other day, I had to Google. Well, I've not been. I think it's a branch over of ADHD. But the other day, I had to Google how long does it take for a human being to fall in love.
Oh.
Okay, and with that, we're going to move on to our next subject because that is person specific.
86 days for a man, 132 for a woman, on average.
I think it took me the length of you to name all those birds to fall in love with you.
Snap. But actually, I started. That was for you, but for me, it was airbird, seabird. Yeah, sorry, it was airbird, seabird.
Got a triangle.
It's all happening here now. We're smashing goals in this place. We've got more celebrity deceit on the way in just a few minutes' time after the break.
Trust no one except Tanya. The Art of Deception on FUBAR Radio.
All right, let's move on. We're going to move on to the next challenge. It's called Celebrity Deceit. Okay, so unfortunately for us, these two are not the only celebrities who can lie. In this quickfire quiz, I am going to share a clip relating to a big celebrity deceit. And I want you to name the celebrity involved. And for an extra point, the scandal. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
She says she was mugged in 2013, mistakenly reported her phone stolen, and was advised by solicitors to plead guilty. Others challenge that.
Do you know the celebrity involved, and for an extra point, the scandal? Lorna Roshrine is in deep thought. Marie-Aline is looking at me like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, no, I'm also trying to comprehend what's happening. So the celebrity is the person who's had their phone stolen?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it again?
I can only think of one person.
Go for it.
But I don't know if you'd classify them as celebrity.
Do it.
What's that woman with the big ginger hair full of curls?
Now, that's what you've got to tell us, babes. Sorry, what's the answer?
Like, what do you mean?
Rupert Murdoch's daughter, and the more truth she told, the less curly her hair became.
That sounds like a nursery rhyme. I'm not going to lie to you.
You're so Shetland. That was such a Shetland thing to say.
I'm going to say, I don't know. I'll guess.
Is it Rebecca? No.
I'm going to play it one more time.
Okay.
Right? What we're looking for is the celebrity involved, and for the extra point, the scandal. So maybe if you could tell me the scandal. You ready?
She says she was mugged in 2013, mistakenly reported her phone stolen, and was advised by solicitors to plead guilty. Others challenge that.
Who is the she?
Oh, I know who it is.
Go for it.
This is relevant. This is not relevant, isn't it? It's topical.
It's recent.
This is the transport secretary. God, my brain is so big. Why does it?
Okay, show off.
I'm so smart and clever. No, I have no idea what her name is.
Okay,
but she's the one that just resigned, right?
Yes, she did. So her name was Louise Haig, the transport secretary. She resigned this week after it was revealed that she was convicted for fraud in 2013 for lying to police about her work mobile phone being stolen. She claimed it was an honest mistake. That's the punchline.
Wow. Well,
she claimed the lie was an honest mistake.
I would say that you called her a celebrity, but no one has a poster of Louise Haig on their wall.
Oh,
right?
Well, this girl does. No, I don't know.
Although I suppose I was talking about Rupert Murdoch's daughter. I don't think anyone.
Yeah, I mean, is.
It's so funny because it's recent news, but anything like in this realm of news, I find so boring. I don't take it.
Yeah, me too. I don't know why that was in my head. I think there's just nothing really like
happening.
Good. Yeah. Good. Apart from really sad stuff.
All right. We're going to move on to clip two. Are you ready, ladies? Slightly longer, so lock in.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Isn't how many times must the cannonballs fly before...
That was it. Mm-hmm. Do we know the celebrity and the scandal?
I think I know who the celebrity might be.
Okay.
From some deduction. Maybe this New York Times games app is working.
Who do you?
It's just getting bigger, but I don't think I know the scandal.
Do you want to do celebrity and I'll do the scandal?
Ooh. Yeah.
Do you think you know who the celebrity is?
I think so. But you go first.
I was going to say Timothy Chalamet, because he's starring in the Bob Dylan biopic. And the scandal might... Where are you going?
I was going to say the scandal is he thinks he's Bob Dylan now. He's lived a lie too long.
Well, that happened to the Elvis guy, didn't it?
Yeah. He still can't speak normal.
It's just all weird now.
I don't know what I like more, the stuff that comes out your mouth or the face you pull when you say it. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know where I'm going to land with this. I don't know. You're both incorrect, unfortunately.
Oh, no. It is actually Bob Dylan.
And the scandal was that he said he was raised as a runaway in a carnival and he actually had a pretty normal childhood, which had nothing to do with the circus.
Oh,
I know.
That's so cute. That's like a Marie-Aline lie.
It's so Gucci.
So cute. Oh, that's so sweet that he would have said that.
Why are you hugging him?
Just so cute. And he's had to come clean about it.
Yes.
Wait, so is the film doing the circus story or the real story?
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a good point. Maybe we should watch it and find out. All right, let's go in for clip number three, guys.
The classic street signs of a nearby drug abuse. But what about this? Remnants of something far worse. A new legal drug from Czechoslovakia called cake. Oh, and luckily the story involves these people. Free the United Kingdom from drugs, and British opposition to metabolically bisterbile drugs. Ted Moore reports.
Cake first appeared in Prague last year.
Okay. You both look like you knew what was going on, or you really enjoyed the cake. Marilyn, how do you feel? Do you think you know what it is?
I don't know the answer, but I just was like, I love the episode of Brass Eye.
Oh.
Because Mom and Dad used to let us watch it, but I think only because they would fall asleep so often during an episode, we think they genuinely thought it was a current news program.
Wow. Because
they'd fall asleep and wake up and fall asleep and wake up. And I'm like, how much of this are they subconsciously thinking is real?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Now I want to meet your parents. And Lorna, how do you feel? Do you think you know?
I have no idea what the actual scandal is, but I know. But I also like the episode of Brass Eye.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you know. Chris Morris created a current affairs parody called Brass Eye, where he tricked politicians and celebrities into promoting fake news stories. And in this episode, he got MPs to condemn a fake legal drug called cake. So I would say you're both right. It is Brass Eye. Well done, ladies. I'm so excited. So we have. So you got one. You both got none. And then you won, Lorna. Sorry, that was a long way to say 2-1, wasn't it? It's very long. I've been around you lot too long. All right, so
I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah. And to be honest, I'm happy you're here.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. All right, so we got our last challenge.
Oh.
I know.
That's flown by.
That has flown
like
by.
Like a bird. Oh,
like time flies when you're having fun.
Other bird type, Nelly Furtado.
That took me so long to work out what you meant.
Babes. That's why I looked at it and it hit me and I was like, why did that just go into my gut like that? It just sunk in. Oh my gosh. Okay, right. This is what it sounds like when you've got three funny women winners in the room. This is what it sounds like. Okay, guys, just take it in and accept it. Thank you very much.
The women are here now.
Yeah, we've arrived. People talk about us, apparently. Okay. This is FUBAR's Fibber of the Week. Now, we've really niched. We've nearly reached the end of today's show, but before we do, we need to crown the FUBAR Fibber of the Week. Now, listeners have been submitting the biggest lies they've ever told, and we are going to rank them. If you've got any lies that you want to tell us about so we can rank them, please DM at FUBAR Radio your lies, and that is on all social platforms, preferably Instagram, because we can read better over there. All right, so our first lie... Our first lie is from Jake. Jake says, "When I now Mary Elaine Fibber of the Week."
Well, I just think he's lying about his name.
Wait,
that's not Jake.
We haven't even started. Okay. I'm going to read out three fibs, and you let me know your favorite one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They are all real.
Oh Jesus.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
You're not guessing.
I feel like we should have a break and just hug her. Okay. FUBAR's Fibber of the Week. We've done that. Sorry. Jake. This is where I'm at. I'm rewinding. Jake. When I was 13 or 14, I told a girl at a leisure world I knew JLS, so she would think I was cool. I then got worried about lying, so when we were at McDonald's, I wrote on a napkin that I didn't actually know them and gave it to her and then ran away.
Oh, that's so cute.
I mean, I'm down for Jake a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind the lie. I love that you felt bad instantly and then wanted to come clean and then wanted to act like a criminal and just scarper from the crime of the scene. I'm here for all of this behaviour. It sounds like a great sitcom. Love you, Jake. As a teenager, I spread a rumor that my best friend had a perm, but I told people not to ask him about it because he's self-conscious. It got to the point where people were telling him, wait, let me do that again. You know when you read ahead, I fucking love it. Okay, let's go again. Anyway, so Joe, as a teenager, I spread a rumor that my best friend had a perm, but I told people not to ask him about it because he's self-conscious. And it got to the point where people were telling me, did you know Dave has a perm? I never came clean.
Oh, he never came clean.
I love it.
My friends at school, my best friend, she was also called Lorna, I promise you, it wasn't me. She was blonde and she was blonde her whole life and then she dyed her hair dark brown and two of our friends said, should we not mention it? How evil is that?
What, as in, should we not mention she's dyed her hair?
Yeah, should we not even bring it up? And so Lorna comes in on the it sounds like it's a traumatized story, and I'm talking about myself in third person. I'm not, but Lorna comes into school and they say nothing, and then so then break goes by, they say nothing, end of day nothing, next day nothing, and Lorna's like, I'm going crazy, like why aren't they saying anything, like not even like. Oh, you dyed your hair. Like, not even mentioning it.
Just Caroline as normal.
Yeah, girls are so mean.
Oh, my God.
Right? Psychological mind games. Yeah.
That actually feels horrible today, and I wasn't even there. Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry, Lorna, fake Lorna. Okay, so...
Thanks.
All right, our third...
come through.
Our third fibber is Bess. Bess says, sorry, when I was in primary school, my little brother missed Red Nose Day because he was ill. He was really upset about missing it, and when I went home, I boasted about how great a day it was. For some reason, I told him that our teacher had come in full drag with a red sparkly dress and red high heels. The next day in the playground, he went over to my teacher and said, I heard about your drag performance yesterday. He was so confused, and Mum explained what I'd said. I was there for the whole conversation, and I was so embarrassed.
That's so funny.
Oh, Bess, what a babes.
Oh, imagine watching them go up to the teacher and say,
I heard about your performance yesterday. We have another lie. It's our final lie. It's from Kat, and Kat says, when I was 17, I started dating a girl for the first time. Go on, Kat. All right, Kat, show off. My mum guessed that I was seeing someone, so I lied and told her I was dating a 45-year-old man. Who was on the bar at my work.
Oh, my gosh.
I kept this going until my mum was really stressed about it. Then I admitted I was actually dating another 17-year-old girl. She was so relieved, it overshadowed the whole, Mum, I'm a lesbian thing, completely.
That's genius.
Babes, that's a good way to come out.
So good.
Oh my gosh.
That is so smart.
Not pretending that you've got a paedophile in your life before telling you're a lesbian.
Yeah, it's not that bad. That is so clever.
Mum, I'm not in trouble. No one's following me home. I'm all right. It's just another girl.
Yeah.
We're just bumping fannies.
Thank God.
I love this. Oh my gosh.
I'm getting groomed.
So we've got, she said she's not getting groomed. She's,
I'm not getting groomed.
She's grooming. So we've got, I'm really sorry, guys. It came out and then I heard it. We've got Jake, we've got Joe, we've got Bess, and we've got Kat. And I'm going to give you a little recap. We've got Jake, who was 13 or 14, saw a girl at Leisure World, lied about knowing JLS, then came clean, and then ran away, never to be seen ever again. This poor girl probably wanted to marry him. She found an honest man, very rare breed. And then we got Joe, who was a teenager who lied about his friend's perm and never came clean. Ever. So now everyone thinks that Dave has a perm permanently. Poor Dave just out there with curly hair. And then we got Bess, who went to primary school and did the Red Nose Day moment and lied to her brother and said that the teacher came in drag and did a whole performance. And then her brother went in and was like, oh my God, I really love your performance. I heard about it. Was it great? And like, first of all, what brother does that? Little weirdo. And then had to sit for the whole conversation whilst her mum explained that she was actually a liar. And then we have Kat, who pretended to be getting groomed so she could not come out the closet in a way that was too aggressive for her poor mum. Do you know, like, she just, poor Kat at this point.
Poor Kat's mum.
Poor Kat, I don't know, I'm still with poor Kat. That was a big story to tell.
Yeah.
And poor the man at the end of the bar.
She kept it up, right, as well.
No, well, she told her eventually.
Do you think her mum had been to the bar to, like, try and find this guy?
This poor guy who just wants to go in and have a Carlsberg. Do you know what I mean? He wants a Carlsberg at the end of the day, and here comes this lady just staring at him like, are you fucking my daughter? What a weird time to be alive.
So,
guys, what do you think, who is your FUBAR fibber of the week?
For me, it's Kat.
Yeah.
100%.
It was going to be perm until Kat rolled in.
I love that. I love the way that she, like, she must have said it. She must have been like, I'm actually going out with a 47-year-old man, and then been like, oh no, the implications of that, and then just double down. And I kind of love that.
Can I tell you what I love? Just because you are so smart and so brilliant at all different things, she's actually said it was a 45-year-old man, and you finally got something wrong. And I love that for me. I love that it happened on this show. Guys, Lorna's human.
My brain is not as big as I thought it was.
Guys, Lorna's human. Like, Lorna's actually human. She got something wrong, I'm so excited about it.
What a shame.
I mean, honestly.
A few more days on that app, and then I'll be.
I need to grow up, because that really made me happy. So, your Fubar of the week is Kat.
Yeah.
Who pretended to be groomed. Well done, Kat. You've won a prize. Ooh. And that prize is feeling good. That we chose your lie. Okay. Also, Luna, you are a winner of today.
Yeah.
And you've won a prize.
What have I won?
Same prize as Kat.
Yeah, feeling good.
Yeah. you feel less good.
Guess what? Money.
I already feel good.
Yeah. That's a healthier way to be. I must really quickly tell you about this lie that I told.
Yeah, please do.
So when I was in uni, my friend convinced me to become a vegan, and I did it for a month, and I was like, this is hell. And then I became a vegetarian, and I'd been a vegetarian for about 3 years, and I went home to my parents and said, you know, when you're like that, like teenager, and you're like thinking you're like really clever, I convinced my dad to become a vegetarian. My mum was already a vegetarian. I like argued him, like logicked him into becoming a vegetarian. So then he became a vegetarian, and then we were all vegetarian for like 10 years, and then during the pandemic I started eating charcuterie, just pork, just like chorizo and serrano ham.
Wait, hold on. Wait, pause. Wait.
Just pork, wait. Like cured ham.
No, pause.
Anything salty ham.
Because you didn't go through the regular, you didn't go like, okay, let me try fish. No. Okay, let me try chicken. Let me just hit the little white meat. You went straight to the devil's meat.
Yeah, straight to the pig. The one that's banned in like most religions. I just something just cracked, and it was out at my boyfriend's house, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I just started, and it got out of hand, and I started having bacon, and I didn't tell my parents about it for 4 years. Wow. And I had to come out to them. I'm bisexual, so I already came out before, but I had to come out, and I was more nervous to come out to them about this than when I came out as bi. I had to do it over WhatsApp because I was so anxious about it, and I was like, guys, just to let you know, I've been eating pork, and I eat pork now. And my parents were absolutely fine with it, but also my dad was so annoyed because he loved me, and I made him stop eating me. But that's probably the best lie I've ever...
Did you tell them by saying, firstly, I am engaged to a 75-year-old man? And I eat pork.
Guys, I'm being groomed. Nope, I'm not actually being groomed. I just eat pork.
I'm fucking screaming. I hate you both. Okay, that's a great lie, though.
Yeah, I thought you'd like it.
I don't lie.
Luna, are you flirting with me? Like, what's happening? Okay, listen, guys. Thank you so much. Do you have another lie?
No, I don't think I lie that much. But I struggle to tell when something is the truth.
Babe, I believe you. You struggled to read our email. You struggled to understand me speaking. I believe you. I think that's the truth. Yeah? Okay. I appreciate you coming. We had the two ladies come in. They told us their lives when they were younger. They guessed WeChat. Well, no. You guessed WeChat.
Mm. Yeah.
Lorna missed WeChat.
Stupid
she
Lorna.
Said EchoNet. She got two things wrong. I'm actually salivating. Yeah. Like, I'm going to go and do a happy dance at the end of this,
I'm
okay?
I'm going to do a Sudoku. No, I'm actually really bad at them.
You called my bluff because I didn't know you were going to know so many bloody birds. First of all, second of all, I didn't know there were so many bloody birds. I live in central London. It's a pigeon. And sometimes when you go to Brighton, there's a seagull. I didn't even know there were other gulls. Are there other gulls?
So many gulls. So many forms of gull.
Tell me another gull.
I did black-headed gull, American gull. There's gulls named after people as well.
Is there an American gull?
Yeah, there is. There's like different gulls you get only in America. And one was once spotted in Shetland. I went to go see it, so I should remember the name.
Oh, my gosh.
Like a forester's gull. I can't remember. Yeah,
is it like cheese?
Why?
Americans love cheese.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Is there
they
a Jamaican gull?
I don't know about the birds in the Bahamas.
I did say Jamaica, but it's okay.
Oh my god, my
name. No, don't worry about it.
I know birds.
I'm going to leave you there.
Not where any of them land.
I'm going to leave that there. And then we had Kumar Bruff. We had Celebrity Deceit, where the girls knew some stuff and not other stuff. Lorna came out victorious in that one. And then we had FUBAR's Fibber of the Week, where Kat was our Fibber of the Week. Ladies, thank you so much for coming.
That was so fun.
Oh my god, I really enjoyed that. That was so much fun. Listen, I'm going to say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And remember, we are back here next week for another jam-packed show with more comedians. I'll see you then.